Morning Watch, Day 4. The Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Kings, Week 5. Natural ability versus the resurrected ability of the maturity of life for the building up of the church as the organic body of Christ. Related verses. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." 1 Thessalonians 2:4. But even as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who proves our hearts. Luke 22:32-34. But I have made petition concerning you, that your faith would not fail, and you, once you have turned again, establish your brothers. And he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." And he said, "I tell you, Peter, a rooster will not crow today until you deny 3 times that you know me." 1 Peter 5:5-7. In like manner, younger men, be subject to elders. And all of you gird yourselves with humility toward one another, because God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety on him, because it matters to him concerning you. Related reading. In the church service, we must reject our natural strength and ability, which are acquired by us either through birth or through learning. Any of our natural strength and ability is unprofitable to the church service in life. Today, it is possible that we may act and do some service for the Lord on our own according to our natural strength and ability, but not according to God's will. Because we have the strength and the ability, we feel that we do not need to pray, to wait on the Lord, to seek the Lord's will, or to look for the Lord's leading. This was exactly what happened to Moses. When he slew an Egyptian to protect his fellow Hebrew, he did this on his own and not according to the Lord's will. The sad situation in today's Christianity is that people work for the Lord mostly on their own by their natural strength and ability. They may pray only for the Lord to bestow his blessing upon what they do. They do not pray that much for the Lord's will, because they trust in their natural strength and ability. When we work in our natural strength and ability, the goal is to seek our own glory, and the motive is to satisfy our own desire. If we see this vision, it will kill our self-seeking and impure motive. We should do things simply because the Lord leads us to do them. We should not do them because we have something to achieve for our goal. The goal must be the Lord's. Our own desire and our own goal for our glory are one with our natural strength and natural ability. The natural strength and ability need to be dealt with by the cross. To overcome our natural strength and ability is a great subjective lesson. It is more subjective than dealing with sin. In a certain sense, our natural strength and ability equal ourself, our natural constitution. Our natural strength and natural ability are the embodiment of ourself. This is why, after the denial of the self, we need a lesson on rejecting the natural strength and ability and dealing with them by the cross. The natural strength and ability are useful if they are dealt with by the cross. After being dealt with by the cross, they are in resurrection. Peter was self-confident in his natural strength and ability, even to the point of thinking that he would follow the Lord both to prison and to death. Peter was tested, and he denied the Lord 3 times. Even before a little maid. Peter was absolutely defeated and became a complete failure. He did have a heart to love the Lord, but he was too confident in his own strength, his natural strength. His love for the Lord was precious, but his natural strength had to be denied and dealt with. The Lord allowed Peter to fail utterly in denying the Lord to his face 3 times, so that his natural strength and self-confidence could be dealt with. Through his failure, Peter learned to serve the brothers by faith in the Lord and with humility. Peter was really broken and was turned from the natural ability to something in resurrection. We all must learn to reject the natural strength and ability. Our natural strength and ability must be dealt with and put on the cross. Then they will be in resurrection and full of the divine element. And whatever we do in the church service will be a ministry of the divine element to others.